What's going on, guys? Caleb Graham here from Peace, Passion, and Profit, InternetFreedomSecrets.com. Welcome to the first episode of Peace, Passion, and Profit. In this episode, I'm going to kind of explain what this is, what my intention is, and who I'm trying to reach out to specifically, and just to take massive action and just get this thing started. Because one thing I've learned about building a business online, or building a business in general, or anything in life, is that success and money love speed. Speed of implementation is absolutely critical. And I wanted to at least start this podcast, because I know if I didn't start it, if I didn't take massive action and get it started, then maybe it would never have gotten started. And I have such a big vision for this that I figured it was worth some instant, immediate action. Because there's a quote that I learned from, I believe it was a Napoleon Hill book, where he said, "Imperfect action is better than perfect inaction." Meaning, it's better to take action, even if it's not perfect, than it is to wait and try to get it perfect before you do anything, because it's never, ever going to be perfect. So that's one realization I've had that can potentially help you out in your business and in your life. But this podcast specifically, just to clarify that first, is for someone out there who has a passion. It could be anything. It could be cooking. It could be music. My passions are music and marketing. It could be, you know, football. It could be soccer. It could be, you know, interior design. It doesn't matter what it is. But you have a specific passion placed within your heart, within your soul, within your being, that you are meant to pursue. It's not random. It's not something that, you know, is to be taken lightly. You need to listen to your heart and follow that passion and monetize it and make money from it, however you got to do it. It could be online or offline. This particular podcast is to help you turn it into online income that's sustainable enough for you to, you know, if you're in a job right now, leave your job, or just reach a new level of freedom for yourself. You know, I've actually been able to surround myself around million-dollar earners, people who are just massively successful online. And although this podcast and, you know, website is not all about me, I want to give you some insight on, you know, who it is that I've surrounded myself with and what it's done for me in my life to help me get results online from my personal passions, music, for instance. I've been surrounded by people like Tracy Walker, Justin Varingia, Paul Gardner, Kimberly Denise, Jabril Agoro, you know, lots and lots of leaders in the industry of online marketing and online business. But I've also gone through a lot of pain in my life, you know, just to be real. I've gone through a lot of bullshit. I've gone through a lot of struggle to get where I'm at. And I'm also here to combine internet marketing and online business tips, blogging, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing to get results online. I'm here to share with you what's working and what's not working for me, because, you know, more often than not, I just fail forward. You know, I kind of just take action and see what works and what doesn't, and then kind of give back and bring back results to my team and to people that are surrounded by me and my inner circle and things like that. I just want to give back and help people to just excel in all three areas that this podcast is about: peace, passion, and profit. But specifically, I'm going to be talking in this podcast about the first and the third section of that name, peace and profit, because my passion that I like to do in my free time is music. You know, I've just recently started rapping and stuff like that because I love to write in general, but I started online marketing as a music producer. And, you know, by now you're probably on my website, you're on my podcast or whatever. There's probably like a lot more episodes than this, so there's going to be a lot of value to come. But right now I just wanted to take action and put something up and kind of just get clear on my personal vision and kind of talk it out and just kind of, you know, kind of like a brain dump and just kind of do this podcast as a way to just get in the flow of it and just see where it goes. Because There's three passions I have: music, marketing, and spirituality. And I was journaling the other day, something one of my mentors, Dagan Smith, says that, is tremendously helpful in clarifying things and just, a powerful habit to have in your life. So I've been starting to journal daily. And I was writing in my journal today, my online journal, which I use penzu.com, Penzu. That's Penzu.com. It's a really cool site. I've been using it to journal. And today, I really realized I've got three main passions: music, marketing, and spirituality. But I realized that music is the one that I want to do in my free time, such as performing and making music with my friends or whatever. But marketing and spirituality are the passions that I want to be able to give back on a massive, massive scale and help a lot of people in those two areas. So I put the word passion into the title for this, Peace, Passion, and Profit, because the whole reason I started online marketing, the whole reason I really got deep into spiritual studies and personal growth, is because I had passions and I wanted to follow them. Namely music. That was why I started this. So I feel like it is important to be branded into my vision of peace, passion, and profit, because that's really like a cornerstone for everything I do. It's one of my driving reasons why I do all of this stuff. But specifically, this podcast exists to give you insight on how to build an online business, regardless of what it is, and to help you get to a place of peace within yourself, to where you can think clearly despite all circumstances you may be facing right now in your life, whether it be financial stress, a job that you hate, a boss that you want to punch in the mouth. I've been there. I've been in some low places in my life, and as you pay attention to the podcasts and as you listen to them in the future, you're going to be hearing a lot more personal stuff about me, just so you can kind of relate with me. I'm not going to rant and ramble on about myself all the time. It's not like a personal like diary, but I am going to share things that maybe you're going through, because this podcast, you found it for a reason. You found it for a divine reason, and it may be in episode one, and it may be in episode 101, but there is some nugget of inspiration or golden piece of wisdom that you're going to find in these audios or on my blog, internetfreedomsecrets.com. Whatever it is that you're listening to or reading from me, you're going to find something that's going to help you break through. And you're going to find some powerful value that's going to change your life, my friend, because I have, been surrounded by people recently in my life just by taking massive action, getting to events. I've had my life changed, just by getting around people like the people I mentioned earlier. It's changed my beliefs on the inside about what's possible for me in this world, in this lifetime. And it's dramatically shifted my paradigms on what I can really do with my life. And I'm going to talk a lot about how to deal with negative people. I'm going to talk about how to meditate to get through the most intense pain and struggles in your life. I'm going to teach you how to communicate effectively with your loved ones, even in times of struggle and, whenever you're going through a storm in life. You know what I mean? I've really gone through some crazy stuff, and you may hear something from me that maybe won't help you right now, but maybe 2 years ago, or not 2 years ago, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, maybe you'll just remember something that I said, and it might mean everything to you in a couple years, in 5 years, And right now, I'm at a powerful point in my life where it's like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you just knew everything was coming together. It's like right now I'm going through some of the most intense struggle that I've ever gone through in my life, just to be real with you. I'm not here to blow smoke up your ass and you know, tell you a bunch of BS. I'm here to just be real with you, you know, and share with you what it really takes to build a business online in order to quit your job and follow your passions, you know, because when you decide to step into your personal power and, you know, follow your dreams and have a servant leader heart and a genuine heart for other people, and you want other people to succeed around you, and you want to not only climb the ladder of success, but also, you know, leave a ladder behind you to where people can come up with you so that you're not lonely at the top. You know, if that's something that you're interested in, then pay close attention to the rest of this series. Pay close attention to everything I ever put out, because that's what I'm about. You know what I mean? That's what I'm here to do, period. I'm here to lift people up and get you to the point where I'm at. And you may be wondering, like, Caleb, where are you at right now, and why should I listen to you? And that's a very valid question, you know what I mean? I'm not here to just talk about a bunch of stuff and not back it up with my results. And as you listen to this podcast, you know, this particular episode, my results are going to be a lot smaller than they will be by episode 50 or episode 100. But as of right now, I've, you know, managed to create my first $1,000 on the internet selling all kinds of stuff. You know, I've created my own product as a music producer, multiple products. You know, I've got a beat tape instrumental collection that I sell to music artists for $77, and it's 7 beats, and it's a product, it's an evergreen product, so I can sell it over and over again. You know, because I'm leasing the beats, I can, you know, I've sold several of those. I've sold quite a few of them, actually. I've began to build a team called the Divergent Mastermind. It's basically, the vision for that is just to earn income by building a powerful team and a community around you, and tapping into, you know, Empower Network, the community of Empower Network. I like to tell people more about the community than the products. You know, the products are extremely powerful and extremely valuable, and when you apply yourself and when you decide to invest in them, it can really change your life, because it's not the type of thing where they're just trying to teach you how to build their company. It's products that teach you skill sets that you can go out and branch out and target all kinds of people and sell all kinds of stuff and really set yourself up in a place of power that most people just don't have. You know what I mean? That's why it's called Empower Network, because the information is there to literally empower you, you know, if you can just think of it like that. Because, I mean, I don't know. I'm so damn passionate about that. I could sit here and ramble on about it all day long, but I'm not going to do that just for the sake of, you know, time, you know, my time and your time, because time is extremely valuable. I don't want to sit here and ramble on about what I do as far as making money, because if you resonate with me, if you get value from me, at some point, if you want to do business with me, if you want to join my team, the Divergent Mastermind, or if you want to, you know, be a part of my inner circle, you know, once I start doing membership sites and all this stuff, then you're more than welcome to. I run my business like a restaurant. I want to serve the value up front, and then and only then will I humbly accept your payment if the value was given properly. If you feel like I give value, and if you want more, then yeah, cool. I'd love to have you as a customer. But, you know, it's like a restaurant, you know, just like with blogging, which is where my focus currently is as a marketer, because blogging is extremely powerful. You know, blogging is like running a restaurant, you know. People walk in a restaurant with a problem. They're hungry, right? Think about a time when you go in a restaurant and you're like, you know, you're hungry and you want something to eat. What happens at a restaurant is you sit down, they take you to your seat, and you sit down and they give you a menu, you get a drink, and you You sit down and order your meal, they cook it, they feed it to you. You enjoy the value. You know, you sit there and you eat it and you consume the value before anybody even talks about pulling your credit card out and making a buying decision. You know, but because the food is usually good, sometimes it's not, but even if it's not good, oftentimes, you know, you know, unless you're just like a dick, you know, unless you're just somebody who just wants to go in there and like, you know, eat the food and then walk away without paying, you're gonna pay them and probably tip them if the food was good and the service was good, right? And that's how I run my business. You know, it's like, I could care less if you're a customer of mine or not. I mean, I'd love to have you, but at the end of the day, I'm attracting certain people into my life and business, and it doesn't really mean, you know, it doesn't make any difference to me whether or not you're one of them. I mean, that might sound kind of harsh, but I'm just saying that's how I run my business, because there's plenty of people out there who are just like me, who resonate with the way that I think, that are willing to buy from me in increasing quantities and increasing higher levels of business. And that's who I'm talking to, and that's who I care about, because I believe in myself and I believe in my own value enough to express myself in the most true and the most free way and attract the people that are just like me to build my empire together. You know what I mean? Because I'm not in this to, you know, promote one business or one blog or one, you know, online system or whatever. I'm here to help you, you know, make money from so many damn streams and sources that you can barely even count it. It's like you have money coming to you all the time and you don't even know what to do with it all. That's what I'm here to help you do. And I'm here to help you do it in a way where you're aligned with your personal truth and your personal purpose in your life, and in a way that brings you the most peace and serenity within yourself, you know? And I've talked mostly about, you know, online business in this episode. So before I cut this first episode off, I want to just share with you a little bit about what I've been doing lately to remain in a state of peace in my life, and just kind of touch on some ways that you can remain peaceful, even if you're dealing with struggle and pain right now, which I know you are. You know, maybe it's not that crazy, but we all deal with problems. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, act like you and I are not going through something, because odds are you probably are. And if you're not, then you can for damn sure expect that something will happen soon, because that's life, you know what I'm saying? And I have a couple affirmations that I've been using to really center myself in a place of being aligned with my true self, being free from the wandering mind chatter and the incessant stream of thought. You know, that's a big-ass word, incessant. I didn't know that word until I read an Eckhart Tolle book. Incessant, I believe, just means like a perpetual, consistent, constant, you know, stream of thought, you know, just chatter in your mind that until you really quiet your mind, it's like you don't even realize that it's happening, you know, until you really lay down or get comfortable and sit there alone in silence with yourself. It's like you don't realize until you do that, that all this stuff is going on and it's holding you back, you know, it's really holding you back and suffocating your life. And I'm here to help you tap into a deeper, more profound dimension of stillness within yourself, to where you're not identifying with any thoughts and you're not living as some illusion, or, you know, another term for it is called Maya, M-A-Y-A. It's like an illusion and a false perception of yourself that is controlling your life. And that might sound kind of deep to you if you've never heard anybody talk like that, but the word ego, you know, when I say that, I'm not talking about being arrogant or cocky, although sometimes that type of behavior can arise from being attached and identified with certain thoughts. What I'm getting at is that you're not your thoughts, my friend. You're not your body at all. You're not your name, and you're not what other people think of you, and you're not what you think of you. You simply are, if you get what I mean. You simply are here, you're in this moment, and you're simply being. And this is where this podcast gets cool, because you don't really hear people talk about internet marketing and online business and at the same time talk about books like A New Earth from Eckhart Tolle or spiritual teachers and healers such as Muji. I just happen to be someone who has two passions that I want to give back and share value in these areas. And I am very deeply immersed in both sides of it. So I'm kind of bringing two different worlds together to share value with the people that are just like me, because I know for a fact that there's people out there like yourself, if you're still listening to this, that think like I think. And it's my pleasure to have used the internet and the power of marketing to connect with you, my friend. I'm grateful for you. I appreciate you very much for finding this and listening this far. And you know you're here for a reason, my friend. You're here because you think like I think, and we both have something to learn from each other. I hope I get to meet you someday. I don't know who you are listening to this, but I hope that I get to meet you and shake your hand at an event someday, whether it be like an Empower Network event, or maybe I just bump into you and you say, hey, I remember when you first started Peace, Passion, and Profit. You know, I heard that first episode, and you said that one day we would meet, and here we are. I'm recording this at a completely different time than you're going to hear it. But isn't it a profound connection that we have right now? Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool that I can speak to you as if you were right here in the room with me? Isn't it cool that I can use the power of the internet to build a relationship with you without even having ever met you? Isn't it cool that, you know, it might not be you, maybe it will, but people that listen to this podcast that I've never even met from all around the globe are going to buy stuff from me because of who I am. That's what attraction marketing is. My mentor, Justin Beringia, shout out to him and his podcast, Weird Entrepreneurs. He said that attraction marketing is when people do business with you because of who you are, not what you're selling, none of that. It's about who you are as a person and the value you're bringing to them. And that's what I'm doing here, my friend. And I really appreciate you for listening to this, and appreciate you for just being alive. You know, that might sound weird, but, you know, I'm going to end this by saying I've had a lot of times in my life where I could have died, but I didn't, and I'm still here. And this very podcast is part of the reason I'm still here. Obviously, because, you know, the universe, God, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, is expressing itself through me right now into this computer on this site called vocaroo.com. I'm recording it, and I'm going to upload it to my podcast later. And I said some stuff here that, I kind of bounced all over the place, but that's kind of who I am. I kind of go on tangents like that. So why the hell not create a podcast designed for me to just go on tangents? You know what I'm saying? I'm here to just be my damn self and give you value in the area that I can give the most value in, which is marketing and spirituality. And yeah, I really appreciate you for just being alive at the same time that I'm alive in this powerful time that we're in as entrepreneurs and spiritual beings, because you could have died by now too. And you're not gone yet. You're still on this earth. Therefore, you still have a purpose to fulfill, and it's time to get to work. I have had many near-death experiences that I'll share in future episodes and podcasts, but God, the universe, spared me and made miracles happen to keep me alive in times where it seemed certain that I would have died. But look who's still here. Me and you. Me and you are still here, and we still have people to impact and passions to follow and peace to find within ourselves and profits to make in the process. Damn, this was a powerful episode. I'm glad I took massive action. I'll see you on the next one. My name is Caleb Graham from InternetFreedomSecrets.com. Peace, Passion, and Profit is the podcast. I appreciate you very much. I'm grateful for you. I love you. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.